Welcome, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Corey Whitlock Podcast Show. I just finished watching Halo. I guess it was. That's how it's going. Pronounce it like that. Hello. Announce it. Hello. H-E-L-O. What is a new episode on Paramount Network called Hello. Based on the game, Microsoft game. That's right. It's on Microsoft game. Also, Tracky. It's been that time. It's ready near that time. No, ready near that time. I can be more excited about this. Next Thursday is. All trackies know what next Thursday is. And I'm calling all trackies. Original, Enterprise, Next Generation, Deep Space Nine, Voyager, Lower Decks, Products, Discovery, and Picard fans. And new fans, and everyone around the world who haven't watched Star Trek. Who signed up for it? And who left Star Trek? Come on back. Okay? We'll talk about it. Okay? We'll talk about it. And what's going on in Ukraine and everything else coming up. So, y'all ready to get down? Let's do it. Okay. It's April the 28th. Next week, it will be May. And right around between the Friday and the Monday, and that Tuesday and that Wednesday, don't really matter to Star Trek fans. The ones who left Star Trek, the ones who coming back to Star Trek, and the ones who just joining Star Trek. From the old to the newest, and to the new Star Trek. And to the new Star Trek, you know. I can't be more excited about what's about to go on this. No, I just can't wait. Hold on, people. I just can't wait. I'm ready can't wait. You know? I'm excited for the old fans finally getting what they want, you know. Y'all know what it is. I just hope that we'll break a record and send a message to Paramount and CBS. they still can stream the show. They got NCSI on, they got all the FBIs, they got Hawaii 5-0 and all that shows that come on regular TV on that network, and they got it on a streaming service on CBS. So you go to Paramount, you see CBS, and you see all the other show stuff that they got. They BET and the Smithsonian Channel and all that. Well, Paramount, you know, Paramount owns all that, plus CBS. And that's all their networks that they own. And guess what? CBS is one of the networks, one of the oldest on there. Like I said, all the FBI series on there, all the NCSI series on there, and all the stuff that you watch during prime time on CBS is on there. Your shows is on there. So you either can stream or you can watch them on regular TV, or you can do both. And that's my point to Paramount and CBS. We can do both. We can just strive and still see our Star Trek. Star Trek. You know, CBS, Paramount, you know what I'm trying to say, right? You can do it. Star Trek fans come out in the number of records. In the number of records. And I'm saying, if so many people strive next Thursday, you have to put this on regular TV, regular prime time. I mean, we still can strive. I'm keeping my instruction. Whether it's on regular TV or not. No. You gave Discovery a fifth season, so I'm going to live to my promise. I'm going to watch it. That's all I asked for, a fifth season. And I got it. And I'm dedicated to Strange New Worlds now. I don't care how long you keep that on. I got my fifth season of Discovery. And some of the other fans who like Discovery got it too. Because it's one of the best Star Treks. Okay? One of the best of all. It beat out the original and Next Generation and Voyager and Enterprise. And it's right there. It beat out the cartoons and Picard too. From day one to the end of season four. It was good, people. All Discovery writers, great job. Great job. And I just gotta give a hand of applause to all the writers on Picard. Good job from this season. Great story. The old-fashioned Star Trek fans need to get back on the boat and enjoy the new. No. Because it's just like the Marines. Once you're a Marine, you're always a Marine. Until the day you die. Well, that's how some of Star Trek fans feel. Once you're a Trekkie, you're a Trekkie until the day you die. No matter what track you is. What show you like. What movie you like. You to the day you die. You in this community until the day you die. Okay? You already started. You already hopped on a bandwagon. It's just like being in a game. Only one way out. 6 feet under. That's including the people who work on Star Trek, the people who write Star Trek, and the people who direct Star Trek, and the people who let it run, keep running. From the top, all the way down to the people who keep the sets clean, who clean the toilets and everything on the sets. You committed. You are really part of this family. That's right. I'm talking about the Genesis too. That's right. You're part of this family. Even though you're not making the money and all, but you part of this. Because you keep the crew in the cask healthy. You go and clean their bathrooms and sanitize the sets and all. I'm a janitor too. I'm an environmental specialist. Okay? So don't be ashamed, because I would love to have your job. I love to clean the toilets and the sets and wash the and scrub the floors and clean the desks off at Paramount. I would love to do that job. I would do it. I would never retire. I don't care if I'm a janitor. I would never retire. You know, you got the job better than the people got in the White House who clean the toilets. They have to put up with the book. Only in Hollywood, or only thing you have to pull off with the shit. No, the bull is worse than the shit, because you just clean the shit up, but the bull keep going. You know, so they have to put up with it. The people who clean the White House, clean the tortoise and all, they have to keep pitting up with the bull. But at Paramount Studios, and clean those tortoises, especially on Star Trek, up in where they film it and all, from the people who write it in their offices and clean their offices and desks off, you got the job that most Star Trek fans want too. Okay? So, from, like I said, from the people who clean your toilets and mop the tables and stuff like that, who serve you lunch, all the way up to the top boss themselves. Great job. And thank you for Picard. Let's keep it going. A round of applause to all of you. The whole family. Including the fans. Great season, Patrick Stewart. Great season, cast of Picard. Patrick Stewart. Picard. Great job, Captain. Great job. Now, for the man who playing Captain Pike, it's your turn. For the cast who followed him, with his crew, it's your turn. Make us proud. Let's try not to make this little mistake. You're gonna have those fans gonna see what's what, you know. But you know, you don't worry about that, because they're gonna point out little mistakes. That's everything. They do that with movies too, and they do that with other TV shows too. Okay, you're still not gonna have those perfect fans. They're always gonna find a problem. Okay, but they committed. Believe me, they committed to Star Trek. Okay? Don't get them wrong. Because they committed. But we wrote to Paramount. We wrote to CBS. We asked for it. And we got it. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about breaking a record. I'm calling old Star Trek fans. From the ones who left, come back. Who's the ones who are starting to leave, don't. And the ones who stand their ground and say, yeah, this is going to be bad. Better. Thinking about leaving, don't. And the ones who discommitted for life, no matter how bad it gets, come on. Bring them in. Because if Law Order can stay on the air for 20 years, we can break a record for Star Trek too. We can go over 10 years. 10 seasons of Star Trek. We got 10 seasons of the X-Files. 10 seasons. of the X-Files. Let's break a record, guys. For the first time ever. Let's break a record. Because I'm telling you, once Christopher Pike goes in his wheelchair, they're going to do a Captain Kirk series. And my best guess is they're going to reboot all original episodes. I'm sorry, CBS. I'm probably giving your ideas away right now. You're probably wondering how I know this. But all the clues there, all the Easter eggs is there. Is Captain Kirk coming back the second season? Well, you already gave us an Easter egg. No. I will let the experts, the more experts on the YouTube channel who got their Star Trek YouTube channel, explain it more, okay? Because they really good at explaining this. Like Captain Jack. He's my favorite YouTube Star Trek YouTube host. He explained it really good. But there's more hosts besides Captain Jack, but he's the best of the best. It's on YouTube. You know, he don't judge none of the shows. He probably got his favorite. He probably upset with some of the other shows. But he don't express that. It's all about getting the job, getting on YouTube and doing his content. And that's what he do. He don't put thumbs up about on Discovery. He don't put thumbs down about Picard. He don't complain about Discovery. He don't complain about Picard. He just gave his opinion and he said, don't matter if you're a Picard fan or a Discovery fan. It don't matter to him. He just give you the information that's coming. And that's why I like Captain Jack. So look Captain Jack up on YouTube. Subscribe to his channel. Because he's the real deal when you come to Star Trek information. Alright? You heard it from the Corey Whitlock podcast show. Captain Jack. He's to me, he's one of the best. He's number one on my two. There's other ones too. They good. I'm not letting them down. But he's my number one. Right? Because he don't judge none of the shows. He just keep it real. You know. I think it's another guy too, but I ain't seen him for a while. But hey, you know. So there's one guy who didn't like Lieutenant Worf. I used to watch, and he always judged Lieutenant Worf. Cause the last time I watched him, he was judging Lieutenant Worf about being a father, man. And I just stopped watching him, and I pulled my subscription from him. You know, I stopped watching him because Lieutenant Worf was one of the best ones on Next Generation, right beside Geordi. He was one of the best characters, you know. And also, congratulations, LeVar Burton, the guy who played Geordi on Star Trek Next Generation. Congratulations, man. Congratulations. Lifetime Achievement Award. When I saw that, and I just say, another black brother making a killing in a town called Bullshit, Hollywood. Congratulations. Now, just don't get on stage and get mad at nobody and slap nobody, okay? Just get your award, make your acceptance speech, and get off stage. Don't go on stage to slap nobody. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry, Will Smith. But Congratulations, LeVar Burton. So proud of you. You came a long way from Roots. I mean, great job in Roots. And you, that character, Jody, that's your character. That's one of my favorite characters. And see you get a Lifetime Achievement Award. Oh man. That's great. So all Star Trek, Jody, who played the engineer on Next Generation, one of the second best engineers in Starfleet, in Star Trek. I said second. I didn't take it away from Scotty. I said second. Okay? So don't get all bent out of shape. I said second. He's the second. To my point, he's right there with Scotty. He gets 5+. 5+, 10-10 with Scotty. And Scotty, James Doone, is one of my favorite on the original. Okay? He's a Scotsman. So he's one of my favorites. So I said second. Even though he's getting a Lifetime Achievement Award. But he's one of the best engineers. And this is what I'm talking about, people. This is what I'm talking about. He played on Star Trek. And he getting a Lifetime Achievement Award. And he played one of the best miniseries on TV, Roots. And you go back and watch that TV series. Then you go watch Star Trek The Next Generation. For the last 7 years. Watch Roots and watch the last 7 years of Star Trek. You see how far this man came. In the town of Shoot. I'm going to say shoot, okay, because I got kids watching. But y'all know, y'all already know what I'm saying, though. I'm just going to say shoot. And it can't, I can say bull, because that's DC. And most of the people, Democrats and Republicans, bull. And when I say shh, it's this most of the people who run the studios in Los Angeles. Some actors too, but we get the point, people, don't we? Yeah, I know we do. Y'all can put two and two together. Bull on the east, shh on the west. Bull on the east, shh on the west. Okay? And y'all, and some people still don't get it. Just ask somebody who's more smarter than you, who can think faster than you can, okay? But I just don't really like no swearing or cussing, because I still got little kids under 18 listening to the show, so I'm trying to keep it real. You know, plus I'm on YouTube, so you know how YouTube is and their policy. And I'm trying to respect, speak in their policy. So, and just trying to keep it real, because I still love those, the young kids' opinion too. But let's get back to the point. Let's get back where we was talking about. And once again, congratulations, LeVar Burton. Congratulations. You deserve it. And I hope some more Star Trek actors get this Lifetime Achievement Award. Like Michelle Nicholson. And James Doone. He might be gone, but you can give it to his family. Mr. Spot. Leonard Nimoy. Lifetime Achievement Award. He might be gone, but you can give it to him. DeFel Kelly. He might be gone. The one to play Dr. McCoy. He might be gone, but he deserved a lifetime achievement award. Walter Kahn, to his track. Michael Dunn, especially Elwin Brooks. Doggone, especially Elwin Brooks, who played Sisko on Star Trek, Next Deep Space Nine. I do think he deserved that Lifetime Achievement Award. And the guy that played his son, the guy who died, who played Nog, he might be gone, but he deserved a Lifetime Achievement Award. Okay? Not only people in Star Trek, but it's other black actors and white actors deserve this Lifetime Achievement Award. Okay? And that's an Emmy. That's an Emmy award. When I say Emmy, the TV Emmy Awards, that's one of the awards they give to actors, special award. And you also get that award at the White House too, Lifetime Achievement Award. But once you get that award, that's the highest. That's one of the highest that the government gives you. That's what I want to get. I hope it be a black woman who's president who give it to me too. I'm just hoping. Cause I'm gonna stick my middle finger up at Donald Trump and his fans once I get that Lifetime Achievement Award at the White House. I'm gonna get it. I'm gonna be around 70. Or in my 80s, and I'm going to have my kids standing there, all five of them, and I'm going to tell you who we found. Thanks for people in California, St. Joseph, and the people who pray for us around the world and the country. I'll tell you in just a minute who we just found. Okay? Soon we come out the commercial break. Alright? So we'll be right back. And some more Star Trek talk. The war in Ukraine. And what you're going to do for 4th of July. And much, much more. As we come back on the Quay with Lock podcast show. Be right back. Okay, we're back from the break. Thank you for joining us again on Quay with Lock podcast show. It's been a long time coming, people, and thanks for Star Trek Discovery. Thanks for the level writers, directors, all the special effects, costumes, designers, and storylines, and everything, including the cast, the most beautiful put-together TV cast ever on TV, behind Deep Space Nine. Thanks for that beautiful cast, and the person who lead it, Sinead Malcolm Green. Thank you again for season 4. Let's do it one more time, okay? If we get a We can talk about the 6 or 7 if we get that. But let's talk about the 5th season. Let's do it again, guys. But Picard is gone. I don't know if this was the last episode or not, but it's May. It's May. It's May. It's finally got here. May the 5th. And guess what's May the 5th? Guess. Yes. Come on back, Star Trek. Strange New Worlds. The story of Captain Christopher Pike and his crew. One of the reasons I'm watching it, because they got a young Uhura, and this young lady is taking this the helms of a lady who played Uhura back in the 60s. Now she's taking her character, and I hope that she be really good with that character. Treat it right. That character is a legend. Okay? I'm talking to that sweet, lovable actor who's playing Lieutenant Uhura. That character is a legend. Just like the young lady who played her in the 60s. She's a legend. And I see her on Instagram. I see her on Instagram, and she just loving her days. Living her days. The young lady is just living her life. I mean, I hope she make appearance on Strange New Worlds. That would be so cool if she do that. That would be cool. That would be cool. The whole cast of the original show comes back and make an appearance on Star Trek Strange New World. That will be cool. It's cooning William Shatner. That will be cool. Yeah. That will have to be two or three part series. Part. Episode. Yeah, that's gonna have at least be one or two or three episodes. Just think about that. I think I'm putting ideas in the writer's head. I really think I'm is. But if they can make a deal to get that whole cast back together, especially William Shatner, just play Captain Kirk one more time, come back. And do combat Strange New Worlds. They can do it, because it's science fiction, and you can do anything in science fiction. They can do it, you know. And that's what'll be cool. And we already know that they can bring back, they can save Captain Sisko. Remember when he fell in the pit? Crystal Pike can save Captain Sisko from falling in the pit, you know. And they can save Captain Dex from dying too, you know. All they have to do is swing in the future and come at the right time. But we'll see. We'll see. Okay. That would be so cool. And Scott Burt, what is his name? Scott Burton comes back to play Captain Arch. And he'll be an older guy. Come back and play Captain Arch. Or see the lady who played his first officer, who was a Valton. She comes back as an old lady. Rebuild her character from Enterprise. And come back her character. The rest of them will be already dead. Because this is way after Arch and his crew. And maybe, just maybe, they might go back and reboot. You know, who knows? You know, who knows? I know this show gonna be a really big hit. I just know that. And it's gonna open doors for other, should reboot other shows. Like the original. You know. And it might be a continuation of Deep Space Nine, And they might continue next generation too. You know? And we might get some more movies from the next generation. Might even get a Deep Space Nine movie. You know, with the next generation in it. And with Discovery Crew in it. Who knows? The opportunities and the ideas is out there. Who knows what the writer's going to do for us. So you got to give them a chance to get everything together. Get everything sorted out in their head. Because they coming up with some stuff, guys. Believe me. They coming up with some stuff. If this show breaks a record. TV record. You're going to see Star Trek for the next 50 years. I'm telling you. The Star Trek going to be CBS and Paramount most money making. It's already is the most money making, probably for them. The licenses, the shows, and everything else. Of course, it costs them a lot to make it, though. But look at the revenue they bringing in, though, with Star Trek. And who knows the commercials, if they put it on the regular TV, who knows the commercial spots will pay for if this show is a hit. You know, you just don't know what's going to happen May the 5th. But maybe they will do just like they did Discovery. Put their first episode on regular TV and see how it do. If they do that, I'm telling y'all fans, don't let me down. Y'all better break records. Y'all better break that TV records, okay? Those ratings better jump to the roof. They better jump so high. So high. They beat out every show on TV, okay? We can do it. I think Discovery did that too. I don't know the ratings number, but I probably think the Discovery did that. But we can do it. I think you gotta get like 20 point. Let's just get like 40 or 50 or 60.8 million. People to watch, okay, or 70 million or 80 million. Let's go for 70 or 80 million people, okay. If we can reach that, or 85 million, that's like the Super Bowl right there. Let's break the Super Bowl record, okay. Let's treat this show like the Super Bowl. And I know y'all out there, I know y'all listening. Cause I'm on iTunes podcast too. Soon I'm gonna be on Amazon podcast. I'm on all the formats, and I know Star Trek fans out there, cause they got Star Trek podcasts on all formats. And I just know y'all listening. All right. So Star Trek: Strange New Worlds, starting May the 5th, Paramount Plus. Every Star Trek fan, wear your uniform, grab your popcorn, put no disturb on the door, on your phone, cut off all computers, cut off all phones. If you have a landline, unplug it. Cut the porch lights off. Throw your car keys in the trash. And if you drink, get about six packs. That's right, I'm telling you. We're going to treat this like the Super Bowl. And if your kids or wife don't like Star Trek, go find a TV in the room. Lock that door, put some furniture up. And let your wife howl like she's till she blew in for a whole hour. Okay? Arthur Woofer said, this is my 1 hour. I'm taking it. Don't care how mad you get. And she put you out or put you on the couch. It's going to be worth it. Because it's going to be worth it. Okay? That's the same thing with the guys. Your husband and kids don't like it. Put the door, put a sign on the door, put some furniture so they can't get in. Put that thing on surround sound and blast that summer gun. Okay? Let your neighbors know that you're attracted. Don't F with me. Right now. For an hour. Okay? This is going to be the show, people. Picard and Discovery will return. But, and the cartoons will return. Cartoons is okay. They okay. They are 5-star, 9+, 9 out of 10. Both cartoons. But Picard and Discovery, 10 out of 10, 5 stars, billion lights, bazillion lights, and Discovery, same way. Oh boy, people, oh boy. And standalone episodes, yeah. Y'all been asking for this since Discovery. Standalone episodes. I just hope they standalone episodes. Because if they not, oh boy. Oh boy. I just don't want to think about it. I just don't want to think about it or hear it. That's just... Hope they standalone episodes and they good episodes. But we know the writers are good writers because we got Picard and Discovery. So we know they good writers, storytellers. And I know they bringing some more people in for Strange New Worlds. So that writer's room is a really big room because they be writing for on the shows, and it's going to be big. Paramount, CBS, I think you better get some more technicians on the streaming service, because we're going to pass the Super Bowl audience. Okay, we're going to break records. It's going to be so breaking. It's going to be on CNN, Fox, and MSNBC. That's going to be the breaking news the next day. That's going to be the breaking news the next day on CNN, Fox, and MSNBC. That's going to be their breaking news, and CBS Morning Show and all. We're going to break the record. Just like when Michael Jackson died, the whole system crashed. Well, get prepared for the crash again. Because Star Trek fans are going to make it happen. And those who are Star Wars and Star Trek fans, come and help us. I'm calling for Star Wars fans to come to help us too. I show the people at Paramount CBS. It's never stopped. There's a whole galaxy out there. Whole imagination out there. It's never stopped. We've seen science fiction shows come and go. But Star Wars and Star Trek? Nah. It's just like America. It was here before I was born. It's going to be here after I'm gone. Like the song said, the United Federation flag was still standing there. That's the flag. That's the bombs were bursting in air. American flag, United Federation flag. Ain't that something? That's this really great, you know. But we will talk about this more in upcoming episodes, okay? Because I gotta fix some episodes too, because I got episode 47, probably getting some people confused. And when I did that half an hour episode, I gotta make up for it, okay? But let's just do it, people, okay? Now, for the people who believe in prayers, and for the people who got doubts, and the people who don't believe, you better start believing. But miracles do happen. Prayers do come true. There is a God. Okay? There is a God. Prayers do come true. Back in 2010, 11, 12, 13, 14, and 15, I ain't have nothing. On May the 13th, I had that beautiful Thunderbird that gave me motivation. My brother bought me a car that gave me motivation. And then when they took that car, some of that motivation left me. You know what God said? No, you ain't going back in depression. And I got on my hands and knees and asked God, saying, I'm so sick of goodwill. He heard me. He said, son, I hear you. A new door is about to be open. It's hanging there. Then that's when I started working with Stella Mars. With the retired preachers. And I'm an environmental specialist. Housekeeper. At that nurse and retirement home where they retire at. And that's how God answered me. And I've been there for 4 years and I love it. It got some doubt, people who doubt me and stuff like that, who work with me and all. But I keep my head up, keep my chest up, and I keep going. Because I don't let it bother me like I did when I was at Goodwill. You know? And another reason why I know prayer works, because the fans, my fans, who listen to the show. St. Joseph, I'm in California, from all the other churches around the world and country. I know you pray for me, because I felt Donald, felt Michael, and I got Jessica. Well, I ask for y'all to pray for me to find one more kid, one more child. And you did. You did. You came out for me. And we did found that. I went on Instagram. I looked on Instagram. And it looked like a young lady who was my daughter. Who looked like my daughter, Maya. And I said these words. Maya, if that's you. And know what she said? We'll be right back, and I'll tell you. Okay, we back. But I know prayers work, people. I got Donald. So I'm on Facebook. Michael. He found the Dallas store. And remember that that's the store that I took him to. Got him. And his girlfriend. And we found Jessica. And we got her. She's staying with me as of now. Because the things that happened. And we found one more child. That's right. We found, remember when we were calling Maya and my aunt, Aunt Nancy, gave me the number. We was trying to call them, me and Michael and everybody. Well, we did. But it was no answer. None at all. So we waited. And I knew I wasn't getting enough hope. Some people say, probably would never find her again. Robert Ann said, if I see him again, I'll get the phone number. Aunt Diane gave us the phone number that she had. It was an old phone number. But I look on Instagram. I saw a young lady who looked just like my daughter, Maya. And I said, Daddy, I said, Maya, that's you? And she responded and said, yes, Daddy, that's me. And tears just came down my eyes that day. Wasn't that long ago, like a couple days ago, tears just came down my eyes. Yeah, people, your prayers work. I got all 5 kids. They together. They'll be here tomorrow, all 5. Okay? And I will take pictures, and I will try to get it on YouTube and everything. And I will try to get an interview with all 5 of them when I can. But Michael taking his siblings out, his brothers and sisters out. Everybody please play for Michael too, because the devil is trying to come in, because God is working miracles. Now the devil is paying attention and he's trying to break this family up again. So if you're praying, please pray for the enemy to fail. Okay? And make this family strong and be together. And put some love in Michael's heart and have him forgive the people, and don't put hate in his heart, put love in his heart. He just did some little bad things and family got up, it's upset with him. But I just hope that he realized that we got things going for Jessica. We got everything ball going. By the time of next fall or winter, we'll be out of this apartment into a new apartment. And this other things is just going great. And the enemy is just trying to interfere. Please pray that the enemy don't see. I know God is right here. He's right in the house. He protect us. He got angels around the house. Around the apartment. And yeah, Myra is coming. Still gotta talk to her mother to make it official. But I'm sure God will put it in her heart. And Jessica is so excited. She can't even sleep. She's in there sleeping right now, but she's so excited and all. She got her little sister now. Donald, he's excited, and we're going to surprise Ashley, and we're going over to our Nancy house and surprise them on Saturday. But we found Maya, and I'm just so thankful for all the prayers and blessings that we got. God told me to do this podcast. Now I know why he told me to do this. and he found the promotion, the people who helped me promote the show to get me audience. He found those people to help me get audience. So the people who helped me promote the broadcast is actually working for God. God helping them get people. And maybe this show is probably going to be maybe the number one show on you on speak. Maybe. Maybe. I don't really care about no reward or nothing. Because I already got the reward. The people pray for me. I already got my reward. That's my kids. My 5 kids. I got them. You know. And people from California all the way from the East Coast to New York and South Florida and all, thank you for praying. Any family members listening on my mom's side and dad's side, that's right, we got all 5 together. And I just got called Uncle Harry and Aunt Diane, but we got all 5 together. All 5 of us. And it's just a lot of people that I got to call. And probably going to be a lot of people for the next 3 weekends coming. And me and the kids probably going to be really, really busy. Because we still helping Jesse. They still helping me with Jessica. And it's Jessica, she getting sport. But she's just so happy, you know. Just pray for her that she'll get those boys out of her mind and get books in her head. Stay away from those crazy boys and keep her heads in the books. Just pray for that, you know. And just pray that this family will stay together this time. For me, not only for me, but mostly for my 5. The perfect 5. That's why I call them the perfect 5. And that's Donald, Ashley, Michael, Jessica, and Myra. Pray. That's all I ask. And guys, it's almost time for me to go. I just like to share that with y'all, because if it wasn't for y'all guys, I don't know where I'll be. And I'll talk more about this on the next episode. I'll get some more episodes up and I'll talk about this, okay? I promise I'll probably get 2 or 3, 4 more episodes up, because I'm just excited too. And I'm going to tell you all about it after we give hugs and all that stuff and everything, okay? Thank you, people. Thank you. Oh, I'm not acting. I'm just, thank you so much. Thank you for your prayers. And as always, live long and prosper. May the force of God be with you. And as always, Donald, Ashley, Michael, Jessica, and Myra, and we love you.
Oh. with a new